Welcome, wonderful viewers, to this week's edition of Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, featuring a compassionate vegan environmentalist from Penang, Malaysia, Dr. Joanne Oon. She is the principal of the Penang-based Naturopathic Family Care Center, a lecturer for the International Chinese Cancer Prevention Society, a public speaker on the topics of health and inner peace, and a passionate wife and mother of three adorable girls. In 2006, Dr. Oon traveled to Thailand to learn alternative medicine from Dr. Rosukhan Pumpanwang, a naturopath and organic farmer. She was recognized in 2003 for her outstanding achievements in organic farming by the Bangkok, Thailand Regional Office for the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Dr. Rosukhan has been actively involved in enzyme research for more than 30 years. Most notably, she is the creator of the garbage enzyme. The garbage enzyme is an organic solution produced by the simple fermentation of fresh vegetable and/or fruit skin waste, brown sugar, and water. Dr. Rosukhan says the fermentation creates natural chains of proteins, mineral salts, and enzymes. Based upon her research, Dr. Rosukhan says the catalytic process during the production of the garbage enzyme generates ozone gas, O3, that reduces carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and heavy metals in clouds that trap heat, thereby mitigating global warming.
Because in the city, you cannot grow much tree, we can use these organic matter, put in the airtight, put the sugar and water. Then when you put into the bottles, airtight, and let it fermenting for a while, and then it releasing the oxygen all the time. It's the same as you throw 10 trees.
Dr. Oon learned the technique of making the garbage enzyme from Dr. Rosukhan and began advocating its use when she returned to Penang. Dr. Oon believes it is important every household make the enzyme and pour it into drainage and sewage systems to help cleanse the oceans and rivers of toxins. Dr. Oon says that 1 liter of garbage enzyme solution can purify up to 1,000 liters of contaminated river water.
那所有的油包起来之后都会流下去沟渠，当流到沟渠的时候呢，所有这些油它就会重新的粘结起来，所以它就成为油面的那个他们称为 grease cake 啊，一个 grease cake 全部就是油，然后这个你要用铲泥机来铲掉，如果塞在你的那个沟渠的话，就会导致泛滥，就是淹水啊，这沟渠就淹上来，粪池就淹上来了。 那今天有加酵素的话，它有一个特点，酵素可以把油脂分开，空气里面的细菌呢等等继续的去氧化它，所以它就会慢慢的没有掉分解掉。所以呢，只要你有用酵素，那个沟渠呢肯定不会有 grease cake， 就不会有那个油膏。那不会有油膏，它就不会阻塞到你的那个排水系统，所以你的水都会流得很好。所以所有的排水呢都会是很干净的水。
Dr. Oon now gives us a short demonstration on the preparation of the garbage enzyme.
在制作酵素的时候，因为它的气体很强，我们就请大家尽量用塑胶瓶的这样子的。水呢，就是干净的水就行了。那我们制作的方法是很简单的，我们要的是一份的黑糖，三份的果菜皮，那十份的水，然后 Dr. Rosukhan 也强调，他说，尽量不要用白糖，而是用黑糖啊，因为它本身里面的矿物质成分非常的高。如果你放比较多菜类的话，那它的那个味道就会有一点好像咸菜味道。可是如果你放一些这些果皮多一点的话，它的味道就会很香。这边要写上制作日期，写上制作日期。写上制作日期之后呢，三个月，这一瓶就成了，你就可以用了。
For the first 30 days, the container's cover will need to be opened daily to allow trapped gas to be released.
在
制作橡树的时候，有一样东西我们要特别注意的，就是什么呢？如果你用像这样的瓶子或这样子的瓶子的话，你需要开盖，因为它很紧，所以它有空气，它要给它释放流出来，所以你要把它盖子开，就像这样子轻轻的开，然后它就会有一个声音是这样，好像我们开了汽水那个声音跑出来，然后过后我们就把它锁紧。所以为了安全起见 ，Dr. Sugun 一直强调我们用塑胶瓶。在发酵的时候，第一个月这一瓶东西它里面含有酒精成分，所以你开起来你闻的味道会有酒精的味道。第二个月你就会开始闻到酸酸的味道，那个是醋酸。那因为它需要里面很多的物质，矿物质、维他命等等，它需要分解，所以它自然的就会产生了酵素，酵素就在那时候就开始产生了。所以 Dr. Sugun 说三个月过后呢，它就是最好的，你就可以把它拿来使用了然后做好，你不一定说要马上把它倒出来，你可以放着一年、两年、三年、十年、二十年都可以。那时间越长的话，里面的分子会越小，因为它继续的发酵，继续的分解，所以它的分子越小。当分子越小的时候，渗透力更强。我们推广的就是希望说大家可以利用，减少我们家的厨房的厨余，把它做成一些我们每天日常生活中可以做到的，可以用到的东西，就是这么简单。只要你家做酵素的话，蚊子、苍蝇、蟑螂都会离开你的家，会搬家。
What are the remedies available when the enzyme solution is not fermented properly?
制作酵素从第一天开始到最后一天，酵素永远不会变坏。坏的是因为我们的环境还有我们的过程有可能出了一些状况。那怎么要补救呢？如果你做出来的酵素变成很臭，就好像一些臭鸡蛋味道或者像粪便的味道，那你怎么要来补救呢？很简单，你赶快把一份的黑糖，就好像现在这一瓶我们知道是一个 liter 左右的，你就快点把一个100 gram 的黑糖放进去里面，然后给它搅匀，然后一样封口，就是把它盖紧，然后不要去打开它了，然后一个月过后你再开它，完全就会好了。那也有时候在我们做酵素的时候会生虫，那为什么会生虫呢？主要一个原因是盖子盖不好啊，盖子盖不紧。只要你的盖子盖得紧的话，通常都不会生虫的。那这些霉菌到底是好还是不好呢？Dr. Sugun 说这些菌啊都是细菌的尸体。
Before using the fermented enzyme liquid, the residue should be filtered away, leaving just the enzyme solution. The leftover residue can be flushed away to purify the drainage system or dried to be used as fertilizer. Dr. Un promotes the garbage enzyme solution as a wonderful cleaning aid as well. She recommends diluting the enzyme and mixing it with household cleaning products to enhance their effectiveness.She recommends using the solution as a vegetable, kitchen, and toilet cleaner, as she says it has antibacterial properties and also removes odor, grime, and dirt.
That 除了对我们的环境这样子之外呢，对一些油腻的厨房、肮脏的地板，还有呢就是那个衣服等等，你也可以把它加在你的洗衣粉里面，它都可以把所有的油腻的肮脏的改变掉，然后变成一个非常干净，它可以拿来清洗我们所有的蔬菜水果。所以只要拿一盆的水，然后放垃圾酵素下去，然后差不多两汤匙，那就把所有的菜泡最少30分钟半个小时，那它就可以去除农药，去除所有的那一些化学物质。
Garbage enzyme solution can also be used as an organic fertilizer to enrich the soil in farms and gardens.
那今天如果我们应用在我们的家里面种植，比如说你种花、种树等等，一个 liter 的水加一汤匙的那个酵素下去，然后在旁边我们就是这样喷喷好，然后就喷在它的四周围，喷在它的地板上，那个土地自然的就肥沃。当土地肥沃的时候，就会有蚯蚓。当有蚯蚓的时候，你的植物就自然的长得好。这也是很简单，你也不需要再去费任何的金钱去买任何的化学肥料。
With the support of her staff, friends, and family members, Dr. Un is now an active speaker and regularly presents her lecture, Saving the Earth Through the Garbage Enzyme, to the public. Her family generates 100 200 liter buckets of garbage enzyme on a regular basis. The enzyme is bottled and given away free to friends and to the public through seminars and workshops. With the support of her country's education department, other governmental bodies, and various nonprofits, Dr. Un makes regular visits to local schools, conducts workshops for young children, and organizes an activity called Clean the Rivers and Drainage Systems with the Garbage Enzyme.
就像波利斯的政府，他们也要把酵素传导，让所有小学的学生们都懂得制作。
As a result of Dr. Un's hard work, Radio Television Malaysia, or RTM TV2, aired a series of special programs introducing the garbage enzyme to the public. Many vegetable and fruit farmers in Malaysia's Cameron Highlands region use the enzyme as an alternative to chemical fertilizers on their farms, and they have all experienced increased yields and tastier produce, along with much fewer instances of bacterial diseases affecting crops.
那些病害啊就会减少，就是土壤有改变了，土壤那些重金属啊，或者是化肥啊、农药之类那些毒素啊、重金属啊，就分解到，它这个甜度特别甜了。因为我们农药用少了啊，让它的那个生长强啊，生长能力强了，还有这个空气啊，现在也有改善。
After having watched Supreme Master television programs regarding global warming, Dr. Un is convinced that the quickest way to halt climate change is to stop consuming animal products. In addition to promoting the making of the garbage enzyme, Dr. Un has been putting much emphasis in her public lectures about the need to abstain from meat, eggs, and dairy products.
所以我们提倡素食最重要的一个环节也是因为全球暖化，来让大家更加了解全球暖化里面真的这个是元凶，我们应该要注意的。而也因为这一些数据呢，让很多人都很惊讶，其实很多人都不了解，不是他们不要，而是他们根本不了解。
我很感恩青海无上师的团队，因为你的片子帮助了我很多啊，透过发的那一些 CD，然后就让他们真正了解吃素是为什么，然后最后大家坐在一起再讨论一下，那大家都很清楚方向在哪里，然后再加上一些医学的讲解，他们更加的明白和自愿改变，他们在这条路上他们看到他们要的是什么，然后他们看到他们可以帮助别人什么，只有透过服务才可以让我们在我们的生命中展现更多美好的。
Dr. Rosakon Pumpan Wong, we salute you for creating the garbage enzyme which is benefiting so many people. Our sincere thanks, Dr. Joanne Un, and all volunteers for spreading the word about this enzyme and the vegan diet, as your endeavors are helping make our world a cleaner and greener place. Let your praiseworthy efforts continue to inspire and awaken more people to join hands to preserve this beautiful home for future generations.For more details on the garbage enzyme, please visit www.enzymesos.com. Thank you, eco-conscious viewers, for your company on today's program. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your life always be blessed with abundant peace and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE